Well, this is National FFA Week, and we're going to talk a little bit about that this morning with the Atlantic FFA leader, Eric Miller. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate it very much. Busy week for the group?
Yeah, it's this is one of our busier weeks of the year. We have a lot of stuff going on this week. We have our FFA week, so we have kids that do dress-up days at school. We had kind of an interesting one the other day where on Tuesday it was Dress Like Gerald Day. And Gerald is our FFA vice president, Garrett Schwanke. And he's got kind of a unique style, so he wears Under Armour sweatshirts, khaki cargo shorts, pulls up long black socks and tennis shoes. And so we had a fair amount of kids walking around our school dressed like Gerald.
So he felt he was looking in a mirror all day.
Exactly.
Did he realize anything about himself?
Well, it's one of those things. The kids have been trying to do this for a couple of years, and we always said, well, you know, when he gets to be a senior, and this year Gerald's a senior, so we decided to try one of those days for him.
Absolutely. Do you spend a lot of time planning for FFA week?
The kids do most of the work, to be completely truthful. It's their organization, so it's one of those things I think is important that they do the work. We had some committee meetings and some chapter meetings to talk about, you know, some of the activities they want to do. They came up with, we're doing a trivia contest. They came up with the trivia questions. They came up with the prizes and all that stuff. They've got the dress-up days they suggested. They went to Mrs. McKay to get approval for it all. And so they basically do most of the legwork for it. The other parts of the FFA, or of our FFA week, are our contest time. So we have our sub-district CDEs. That's a little bit more time-consuming on my end, you know, getting ready, getting the teams ready, and getting the kids ready for the contests.
Yeah, contests and things. It's meant to be somewhat fun too. You try to have some fun things, a dress up day, but it's a week of awareness to a certain extent too. Not just outside of school, but inside of school too. Not everybody is involved in FFA in the school, but I think people would probably be surprised at how big of the school population is involved.
Yeah, it's something that's growing. That's one of our goals is to always expand our FFA chapter and always expand in the things we do. One of the reasons we have the trivia contest is so other students who are not FFA can maybe look at our chapter website or look at the state FFA website and say, hey, you know what, that looks kind of fun. Maybe I'm interested in that too. And so they might come join our chapter and do some of the activities that we do.
Is recruiting always in the back of your mind?
Oh, always. It's every time I talk to students, I see them in the hall, they're talking to a basketball coach or to a football coach. And they're talking about opportunities. Say, hey, by the way, we do this. You know, I know that you're a 4-H member and you show horses. We have a horse judging team. And so we talk about some of those opportunities for the kids that they might not know exist.
Don't want to offend the sports coaches or anything, but when they're trying to recruit the kids, you know, they're trying to get them into a situation where they can be part of a greater thing than themselves, a team type of situation. But they're not really teaching them necessarily something that's going to go with them and be a life skill for them forever. When it comes to FFA, you actually are teaching life skills, professional skills.
Yeah, I think that's very true. I know sports coaches, you know, they do teach leadership and some things like that. But what's been nice is I can be able to say, look, this kid, when he started as a freshman, you know, very introverted, didn't do a whole lot of stuff. Now as a senior, look at him, he's very outgoing. Well, part of that is because he's some of the FFA opportunities. And so that's what I try to tell our coaches, and our coach has been great. They really work with us. They understand the reason why we do FFA, and even some of them were FFA members in high school. So they kind of get what we're trying to do, and it works pretty good for everybody.
You bet. The kids work hard getting prepped for these different contests.
Oh yeah. I always tell them they get whatever they put into it, it's what they're going to get out of it. If they work hard, if they really try to do the very best they can, they will do better in their contest. Our agronomy team the last few years has done a phenomenal job. They spent a lot of time. They're very focused. And they've been placing in the top 10 in state. You know, and it's probably the hardest contest that the FFA has. And those kids have worked really, really hard. It's not the fact that I'm teaching them anything special. It's they just want to do well and they want to work hard.
Mm-hmm. I know you've got one coming up now this afternoon. And Griswold's going to be hosting.
Yep.
An opportunity for folks to get together and compete a little bit. For folks who don't know much about FFA, tell them what's involved there.
Well, we have, I think, 11 different contests the kids can participate in tonight. We have radio broadcasting, which is, you know, very similar to something like this. Ag sales, where we have a student who's going to sell a product to a judge. We have job interview contest, which is, you know, a life skill that someone's going to need. Parliamentary procedure, where they basically, it's how to run a meeting. You're going to see that occasionally. Conduct of meetings, which is how the FFA runs a meeting. We do our opening and closing ceremonies, a couple of parliamentary procedure activities. Chapter programs, like a slideshow or PowerPoint of what we do. The FFA creed, which, you know, that's kind of a unique thing for us. And there's a couple of hands-on contests, like there's a welding contest, there's oxy-fuel welding. And then we have the farm business management test and green hand test that students can participate in. And that's just another way to get more points in the FFA and get more experience learning about the FFA and about ag business itself.
It sounds to me like if you're involved in FFA, you're probably getting skilled a little bit in things like the English language arts, the mathematics, on the business side, all these. I mean, you're getting into a lot of different areas of the curriculum through FFA.
Well, that's definitely true. I'm a big believer in public speaking. It's something my students have to do in class on a regular basis. And so when it comes time to some of these FFA events, they're not so nervous. They're not that scared of it because they've already spoken in front of a group. We do, like the ag sales student I was preparing with the other night, he's got a whole plan, a whole business plan. Plus, he's got to be able to sell the product and has to be able to come up with a price for the customer. So if the customer wants one item, he's got to think on his feet to be able to say, okay, I've got one here. Maybe he wants seven. And so now I've got to come up with the base price and figure out all that stuff. So it's not just, you know, the very simple things. There's a little bit of complex with it. So it's kind of fun that the kids have that opportunity to learn different aspects of agriculture and basic social skills.
As we said up front, these are kind of life skills, professional skills.
Yep.
Yeah, very good. You get a little bit of everything in FFA, and it kind of shows through during the course of the year. Some kids are more involved than others. Some kids are really excited. They want to do everything they possibly can through FFA, but at least get them in the door and kind of get them started. They might be shocked at what they're interested in.
Yeah, and that's just what's kind of nice about this is we have so many different choices, so many different activities. If you're into livestock, we can go livestock judging. We have meats judging teams. We have horse judging. We have agronomy. You know, some of these are the traditional farm, you know, aspects of life. Then we have other things that are like dairy foods contest, where you're actually trying dairy foods, or food science, environthon. So you're basically working with the environment. And so there's all kinds of different directions that we can go. And that's what's unique about the FFA is it gives it so many different opportunities and so many different directions. There's something out there in the FFA for just about everybody. We have a couple of girls who are going to go to Washington, D.C. this year and spend a week in Washington, D.C. learning leadership skills. You know, those are activities that most of these kids won't have a chance to do unless it wasn't for something like FFA.
Absolutely. Well, and it also has got to be gratifying for an FFA leader, an instructor like yourself, to see some kids come in that maybe weren't sure where FFA could actually take them. Maybe they're the oldest child in the family, so they don't have an older sibling who's already gone through and can give them some hints and tips and things. And all of a sudden, they realize their eyes open up when they find a direction, and maybe they pursue that in their college career.
And that's one of the things that's kind of interesting about right now Iowa with agriculture. There's so much opportunity. A lot of people think agriculture, you're just thinking, well, it's farming. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not the case. There's thousands of different jobs out there. And the best part is that there's so much opportunity for these kids because there's so much variety. You know, that's the best way to look at it. If you start talking about computers, just think about all the computer technology right now in agriculture and how much it's going to grow in the next 25 years. We're having so many people that are graduating college with agriculture degrees, it's not even close to what we need for the demand. Mm-hmm. And so without this demand, without having the people to fill those jobs, we're having to pull in from other outside sources. Most people that, you know, John Deere hires have very little ag background. They're just coming in with the basic engineering degrees. Having that, both the ag background and having that engineering degree, is going to help you get a job at John Deere. And so it could be that, or it could be the farmers. It could be whatever else that we have that just gives these kids opportunities.
Make yourself as valuable as possible.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So is there anything the general public will notice about FFA week this time around?
Well, Friday is kind of an interesting day for us. We have our tractor day. And so it'll be a little busy around the high school during the morning and right after school's out. So you might see some tractors driving through town before school, you know, before 7:30 in the morning. And then again, after school, you might see a few more driving through, driving home.
That's a long time tradition.
Yeah, it's kind of a fun thing, too. The kids really look forward to it. We've got some of the town kids that are trying to get involved in it this year. And they are, we've got some that have been talking about driving lawnmowers to school. And so, hey, it's a tractor, so why not?
Any way you can get them involved, right?
Exactly.
Any way you can get them going. Well, very good. Well, Eric, I want to thank you for coming in and sharing with us a little bit about what's going on. I know you've had a lot of time here to work the last few weeks to get some of these youngsters prepared for competitions and things. I hope they do well.
Well, thank you very much.